Beloved of God, I want you to close your eyes. Just worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Allow your loving Heavenly Father to behold your face and to smile on you and to let you know that everything is okay. Hallelujah. So I want you to close your eyes right now. And by the eyes of faith, behold the face of Jesus Christ, smiling at you, seeing you righteous, clothed in the white garments of His righteousness. You're not guilty anymore. You're not filthy anymore. I love you, says the Lord. And I'm so proud of you. No one can understand you the way that God can understand you. Not even your spouse. God knows you better than your spouse. God knows why you fail, why you sin. God knows. He goes beyond what you have done. He digs in deeper into the issues of the heart. Perhaps there were fears in your heart. Perhaps there was stress in your heart. And you lashed on your spouse. Not necessarily because your spouse is at fault, but because your heart was afraid. There was something that caused you to be stressed. And God says, I know what's going on. And God is telling unto you, because He sees you to the perfection of the finished work of His Son, Jesus Christ. Because you believe in Him, you are righteous. more we talk about Jesus, the more we want to hear more about Jesus. There is no end to the beauty of Jesus. Don't you believe that? I mean, I was thinking the other day, you know, I see our church, the Lord is the one who is transforming us from one glory to the next. Do you believe that? I mean, the Bible says as we behold Jesus, we're being transformed from one permanent state of glory to the next. So as Christians, we don't go backwards. Amen. We are being transformed from one permanent state of glory to the next. Amen? I just want to let you know that is the reality of faith. Because the power of God is stronger than anything in this world. Nothing can be stronger than the power of God. Alright? I just want to let you know you are on a winning side. Your problem is not on a winning side. Alright? God is on your side and you are already more than a champion. Right? Your opponent might seem to be intimidating. Right? But you're not supposed to fight the opponent, right? Imagine like in a boxing fight, right? You got this challenger, usually they're mean looking and they're scary looking, they're big muscle, you know, they say, I'm gonna defeat you. One shot, just one shot, I'm gonna knock you down, right? Right? And so sometimes the challenges in life can be intimidating, right? Like in a boxing fight. You know, man, this is I've never dealt with this opponent before. Have you ever dealt with a problem that, like, you thought that you know how to handle it, and then all of a sudden it just flare up, like, well, I don't know how to handle this one. It's like, how am I going to handle this one, right? Man, that's a scary position. But I have good news to tell you. You are on a winning team, right? You're on a winning side. As long as God is on your side, right?
Amen.
And you don't do the fighting. don't go into the ring and try to fight that opponent. Right? You say, Lord Jesus, handle this one for me. Amen. Let Jesus fight that opponent. Amen. You might be knocked down, but you'll never be knocked out. Right? And if you allow Jesus to fight the battle, you will never be knocked down in the first place. Because Jesus is stronger than that problem that you might be facing right now.
Amen.
Right? Whatever challenges, whatever problems that you say, I don't know how to handle this. Praise the Lord. That's the conclusion that God wanted you to arrive from the very beginning.
Yes.
You can't handle this.
Amen.
But I can.
Amen.
Right? And I'm the one who will fight that battle for you, God is saying. And when you make it into a lifestyle where you don't try to fix problem with your own power, with your own self-efforts, right? But you rest in Jesus and allow Him to take care of that for you. God says, I'm going to transform you from one permanent state of glory to the next. You become more cool. You become more collected person than ever. Because nothing can shake you. There's no storm that's big enough to shake you because your strength is in the Lord, not in yourself.
Amen.
Amen, beloved of God. Are you built up? Are you encouraged to know that you are on a winning side?
Amen.
That you are on a winning team? The reason why you got beaten up is because you try to fix the problem with your own power, with your own strength, when it was never meant for you to fight that opponent. Right? But even though you might be knocked down, but you'll never be knocked out. Right? But God says, I don't want you to be knocked down to begin with, if you allow me to handle it from the very beginning. Because you're not supposed to handle that. Let me take care of your opponent. Your part is to sit down, David. Sit down, right? In the presence of my enemy, thou hast prepared a table for me. In Psalm 23. That was the attitude of King David, right? I'm not going to fight my enemy, Lord. In the presence of mine enemy, thou hast prepared a table for me. He did not have to lift a finger. He just sit down and allow Jesus, amen, to take care of business. He just sit down and rest. Amen, beloved of God. That is the portion for you, the beloved of God. I believe that's the word from the Lord for you. All of us have different challenges in different kinds of areas in our lives. Some of you might have a problem in terms of a relationship with a loved one that has gone sour. Maybe with your daughter, the relationship has gone south, really, really bad. And the more you try to fix that relationship, it seems like it's getting worse. Right? And God is telling you today, allow me to take care of that relationship. If you trust me that I'm going to work something in the heart of your daughter, right? So that she would come to realize how much you actually care for her. Not that you're trying to interfere or trying to condemn her. You just care for her, right? But sometimes, you know, the more you try to explain to your loved ones how much you care for them, right? If it's not done in the Holy Spirit's way, you're trying to do it in a human way, right? It can be misinterpreted as you are trying to, you know, basically tell me how I'm supposed to go about my life. You're trying to control me, right? You know what I'm saying? But when you allow the Lord, He knows the heart of your loved ones. He knows, you know, how to teach your daughter from within that you have no idea how to do it. And when your daughter, or whoever it is, your loved ones, I'm talking to someone here who might be dealing with a relationship challenge, whoever that loved ones is, if you allow God to fight your battle, God can give just a little thought, just a little glimpse, maybe through a movie that she watched, or maybe through a novel that she reads, something triggers in her mind, man, I have a loving mother. I did not know the heart of a mother that can be so loving towards this baby in the movie that she watched, right? That's not even about any particular thing that she's dealing with. But the Holy Spirit can drop something in the heart of your daughter to recognize, wow, my mom loves me. That's the heart of a mother, is to want what's best for her children. I don't see my mom as the one who's nagging me and nagging me and nagging me again. And before you know it, you never know, you get a phone call and say, Mom, just been thinking about you. I don't know why. I miss you, Mom. And it's got nothing to do with you trying to fix that relationship. But it's the Holy Spirit, right? Amen. Doing the intricate operation that only the hands of God can do. So, Christianity is a life of believing. Christianity is not a life of doing. It is a life of believing. That means you trust. That means you let go. Right? And you enjoy your day. Have a wonderful day. Have a good night's sleep. That problem is not worth your sleepless nights. Right? Because the more you think about that problem, the worse it gets. Some people think the more I think about the problem, somehow the problem will be fixed. No. Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Right? It's an expression to let you know, this is a life of believing. Christianity is not a life of doing. You're a human being, not a human doing. Right? You're not the one who's responsible all the time. All the time, oh, the responsibility is on me. I got to fix this. I'm the pastor. Or, you know, I'm the father of this house, right? The responsibility is on me. I got to fix this. God says, cast all your cares on me. The responsibility is my responsibility once you give it to me. Right? God is saying, allow me, right, to fight your battle. You're on a winning team. You're on a winning side. So, beloved of God, I want you to be encouraged to let you know. Number one, right? God wants to transform you from one permanent state of glory to the next. Right? The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn that will shine brighter and brighter until the full day. But God wants you to trust Him. He wants you to let go and not worry about that relationship anymore. Don't try to fix it. Allow God to fix it for you. Your part is to walk in peace and walk in His joy and allow Him to take care of everything. Is that good news or is that good news? Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap offering to Jesus. I believe that's a word. That's a word of love from the Lord, right? For all of us. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. Well, that was pretty good, Lord. That was pretty good. I just like to encourage you to judge God to be faithful. I think that will be my message today. To judge God to be faithful. I already said before that life sometimes, you know, can throw a curveball. Right? I don't have to tell you this. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes there are things that may appear to be a disappointment. Things did not turn out the way that you had prayed. Well, I thought that God hears my prayer, right? I prayed about something or about someone. And then the outcome, life deals a card to you that is unpleasant. I want to let you know, beloved of God, the Lord is faithful. You can still judge God to be faithful, even in a situation that we don't understand why this happened. That is the message from the Holy Spirit today for us. Amen. To give thanks always, because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. That means you have the power to choose to say, my God, you are faithful in this situation. I judge you to be faithful in this situation. Amen, beloved of God. Amen. No matter what situation, right? In your life, one thing that the Holy Spirit wants to remind you is you can always judge your loving Heavenly Father as faithful. I don't have to kind of remind you this, that in this life there are blind spots that we cannot see. Just like when you're driving your car, there are blind spots that you cannot see. Because you are on that driver's seat position, you are not in a position, say, 3,000 foot above to be able to see in a bigger picture. But God is someone who can see your circumstances with a view with no blind spots whatsoever. Amen. And as you continue to trust in the Lord as faithful. In other words, you judge Him to be faithful. Father, I don't know why this thing's happening. It seems like the problem has been recurring again and again. And you kind of wonder, hello? Am I missing something? Are you listening to me? Lord, how come this problem is happening again? Right? Things like that. Perhaps some of you might be dealing with a situation that is frustrating. You know, because it keeps on coming back, right? And then you hear, you know, some words of encouragement, perhaps in a Christian radio that you listen to, just pray to God, you know, and you prayed and you prayed, and the situation seems to be unchanging. It seems like you're still in the middle of that heat. Well, here is the word of the Lord for you. That you want to judge God to still be faithful in the middle of the things that you just don't understand. Because you have blind spots. You cannot see everything clearly. Do you understand? Even a blessing. Look, a blessing that does not come at the right time, it's no longer a blessing. Even a blessing, if it comes at the wrong time, right? It's not a blessing. God knows the perfect timing. God knows the perfect way, you know, how to handle that situation in ways that you be in a position where, you know, you can see that indeed God is faithful. I'm not trying to please God. Oh God, you are faithful. You are faithful. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hoping by me praising Him that He will be persuaded to help me. That's not the kind of judging God to be faithful I'm talking about. I'm talking about you judge Him to be faithful because He is love. Because He does care about you. He does care about that situation that you are dealing with. He is working on that situation for your good. Amen. Hallelujah. And if there are things that seems to be bad, remember they're not from God. God does not send sicknesses, diseases to teach us a lesson. You'll never find Jesus did that in the gospel. Right? God never used tragedies, car accidents, to teach people a lesson. But in spite of the bad things that may have happened, which is not from God, those bad things are not from God. If you judge Him to be faithful, Father, I don't know why this thing happened, but You are a good Father. You are a good God. This bad thing is not from You. But I trust in You. I judge You to be faithful. Father, I praise You. I give thanks to You always. Thank You. You can see the blind spots that I cannot see. I just give thanks to You, Father. I praise You. Not to earn brownie points, but sincerely from the heart. Because You know that He does care about you. And while you're waiting for that problem to be fixed, because He's still working on it, guess what? God wants you to be assured of His love for you by looking at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for you at the cross. There is no greater love than a friend who's willing to lay down his life for you. So when the devil tries to cause you to doubt God's love for you, because the problem is still there. God is still working on it. You have not seen the full breakthrough in that situation. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the faithful one. That is the word of God. Because if you do not guard your heart by fixing your eyes on Jesus, either your own conscience is going to condemn you, or the devil is going to condemn you. Are you really the beloved daughter of God? If you are really the beloved daughter of God, how come that thing is still happening? If you are really the beloved son of God, how come you are still struggling? Now, you may not hear an audible voice like that, but sometimes deep down inside, in your own conscience, it's like something is condemning you. Well, yeah, of course, God is not hearing your prayers anymore. You had a bad attitude last time. You're not kind enough to your spouse. Or you had that wrong thoughts. Of course, how can you expect success in your life? God is not listening to your prayer. Those are the voices, right? In your heart, many times it can come from your own conscience, not from the devil, right? It's from an evil conscience. And that is the natural default tendency that every one of us, including the speaker, will experience by default. When things are still not working, God is still working on it, right? Those voices of condemnation will be there to remind you of faults, your past mistakes, your shortcomings, right? And God is saying, look, I have given you the word of the gospel. And I'm going to use someone like Pastor Henry to remind you of who you are. You're not defined by that circumstances that's currently not working.
Amen.
You're not defined by the situation that you have not seen the full breakthrough yet. As if God is lying, as if He's not fulfilling the promise in your life. As if God is not big enough to handle that situation. Right? God is using my words right now to remind you of who you are. Your position. Like the song that you heard today. You're not guilty anymore. You're not filthy anymore. So that you can just enjoy life and life more abundantly while your loving Heavenly Father is working at it. Is working at that situation. And the other thing that the Holy Spirit reminds you is that, look, you can trust me. You can judge me to be faithful in that situation, to see you through, to make sure you are unscathed. You will not be burned. That situation cannot kill you. That situation cannot harm you. Why? Because I love you, God says. You can trust me. You can judge me to be faithful because I love you. And the proof, beloved of God, on a hill far away, right? I see that old rugged cross, the emblem of sufferings and shame. But I love that old cross where Jesus died for me. And He is the one who says I'm not guilty anymore. Oh, I love that old rugged cross. And on that cross, His love was demonstrated. How I love the old rugged cross. And someday I will receive the crown of glory. I know I changed the lyrics a bit, but you get the point. You get the point. God is trying to get your attention. Look at the cross. Look at my son. That voices of condemnation is no match to the song that I sing over you. When my son died for you, I am demonstrating my love for you. That situation that condemns you is under your feet. I'm drowning all that voices of accusations and the voice of condemnation by the blood of my son to remind you of my love for you at the cross. While I'm working at it, while I'm working on that situation that you're dealing with, judge me to be faithful. You can trust me because I love you, says the Lord. You can trust someone who died for you. Amen? You can trust someone who gave up his life for you. And God is a mighty big God. God has a big hand, all right? God has a big hand. Okay, there is no mountains for God. Maybe in your eyes, that problem looks like a big mountain, and you have to use your faith. Cast that mountain. Cast that mountain. God says, you don't have to even cast that mountain if you allow me to take care of it. Because as far as I'm concerned, there is no mountain for me. There is nothing that is too big for God.
Amen.
If you rely on my faith, amen. Your faith is in me. Just believe in me. Oh Lord, I wish I have more faith. I feel like I don't have enough faith. Oh, I feel my faith is so small. But if you rely on my faith, right? Just a little tiny seed of my faith, right? Is able to shake the mountain and cast it into the sea. Because as far as God is concerned, there ain't no mountain that's too big for God. I hope you wake up and realize the reality of how big your God is. Don't make God small in your thinking. Don't limit God by your small thinking. You're just getting warmed up. You think that you're about to retire. No, don't retire, man. Refire. Refire, amen. Don't retire. Refire. You're just beginning to enjoy your life, right? Amen. God is good. So judge me to be faithful. That is the word of the Lord for you. And you will see the breakthrough that you need. Right? But your eyes are not on the breakthroughs. Your eyes are not on the blessings. Your eyes are on the blessor.
Amen.
Your eyes are not on the healing. Your eyes are on the healer. The one who opened blind eyes, who raised the dead.
Amen.
Even if that situation of yours is as good as dead, God says, I have the power to raise it up. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to raise it up again.
Amen.
That is your God. You have a big God.
Amen.
If anything that should have a sleepless night, if anything that should be afraid, is your problem should have a sleepless night. Not you. Because your problem is afraid of your big God. And His name is Jesus. Come on, church, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, look. You know that I'm speaking the truth here. I'm not trying to pump you up, trying to be charismatic, to speak things that's not in the Bible. I'm speaking the words of life. And the words that I'm speaking unto you, they are spirit and their life. Amen? You're not guilty anymore. You're more than a conqueror. You're not drowning. Right? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And allow Him to take care of that situation for you. Because He's a faithful God. Judge Him to be faithful. Lord, I don't know how long it's going to take. But Lord, I'm not antsy focusing my eyes on that blessing. You can enjoy your journey as much as the Disney World. Right? You don't have to wait until you get to Disney World and then you begin to be happy. Right? God wants you to enjoy the ride. Look at the scenery. Smell the flowers again. Enjoy the process. Don't move from success to success. Right? Move from success, and then as you're waiting for the next success, enjoy the time.
Amen.
Enjoy it. Every moment. Right? Enjoy every day. Enjoy Jesus every day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. That was the message for you. I hope you're encouraged. I hope you're built up. Amen, beloved of God. And if we make the message available online and the Holy Spirit says, go to lgci.info, listen to it again, maybe you can make some additional notes, right? It will be a blessing to you. Amen. Let's stand up, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We are blessed. We are blessed. Thank you, Father. Father, we judge you to be faithful. No matter what circumstances that we are in, there are things that we don't understand. There are things that are beyond our understanding. But Father, we trust in you. You can see the blind spots that we could not see. So Father, we thank you. Whether it's a relationship matter, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's a health situation, whatever it is, Lord, we cast all of our cares on you, and we trust that you are a good God to take care of that problem for us. And in the meantime, we will enjoy the ride. We will continue to fix our eyes on Jesus, who already demonstrated your love for us when he died for us. And by him raised from the dead, we have been declared righteous, not guilty anymore, simply by faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Perhaps I have my audience, whether online or offline, and you say, I need a Savior for my situation. In fact, I want a Savior for my eternal destiny. If that's you, beloved of God, you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to let you know that God sent Jesus for you. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. God wants you to have that everlasting life starting today by receiving Jesus Christ into your life. If that's you, beloved of God, I'm speaking to you as if Pastor Henry is seeing you eye to eye right now and letting you know Jesus loves you. You don't have to say, well, I gotta clean myself up first before I receive Jesus Christ. Well, you don't have, amen, to clean yourself up first before you take a bath, do you? So come as you are and receive Jesus Christ into your life, and he will cleanse you. He will take care of all your mess ups. Allow Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life. How do I do that, Pastor? The scripture says, just by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth, Lord Jesus, you will be saved. So confess this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I want you to be my Savior and my Lord. From this day forward, I believe you died for all my sins and you rose again on the third day to declare that I am not guilty anymore. I am righteous. Thank you. I will not perish, but I have everlasting life from now on. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, church, we're going to partake in the table of believers, the table of communion, so that you can receive the benefits of communion. I'm going to have the ushers to pass the communion elements for us to discern the Lord's body that was broken for us. Beloved of God, remember there's no condemnation. You are worthy to partake in the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, even when you have just failed, even when you have just sinned. your sin does not disqualify you from receiving the blessings of God, because Jesus had paid for all your sins. And so, beloved of God, don't allow condemnation to come into your heart. Partake in the body of Jesus by faith that you are righteous by the blood of Jesus. And may the Lord bless you with all the benefits of communion as you discern the Lord's body. And do this on behalf of your loved ones at home who may not be here at the church, who might be on bed, struggling to get up because of a back pain. You can do it on their behalf right now. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus that was broken for us and for our loved ones back home. In Jesus' name, partake in the body of Jesus. And lift up the cup. Jesus said, "This is my blood for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins." Every time you partake in the blood of Jesus, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until He comes back again. In other words, beloved of God, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord, because Jesus is coming back soon. That is what you're proclaiming every time you drink the blood of Jesus. Let's drink the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have any bitterness against anyone, now is the time to let go and say, "Father, I forgive that person. I forgive that sister. I forgive that brother. Father, thank you. As you have forgiven me, I choose to forgive that person in the name of Jesus Christ." Everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now receive this blessing. Father, thank you. This is the blessing for Israel. And this is the blessing for the spiritual Israel. My brothers and sisters who are standing before me right now. The Lord makes His face shine on you. The Lord bless your going out and your coming in. Practically, the Lord protects your driving. The Lord protects you from car accidents. The Lord protects you from all harms and dangers throughout this week. The Lord will grant you success this week, so that you'll be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. The Lord's favor is on you. You are God's favorites. You are the apple of God's eyes. God loves you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed, greatly blessed, favored, highly favored, and you are loved. Deeply love in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, church, give a clap offering to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe and we receive your blessings. Church, you are dismissed. You have been the best audience in the world.